I'm Keith Peters reporting. The National Religious Broadcasters Annual Conference continues today in Dallas, Texas. Among the 5,000 attendees is Nir Solomon, a spokesman for Israel's leading pro-life group, Afrot. Despite the ready availability of abortions in the Jewish state, Solomon says the pro-life movement is nevertheless winning hearts and minds in his country.
I can tell you that in Israel, in reality, abortions are down. So I'm happy that we are actually looking. We can politicize and say, oh, we don't want the reversal of Roe v. Wade happening in Israel. Women have a right to terminate their pregnancies in Israel. But we are actually curving that phenomena tremendously in Israel. So Israel is very pro-life, but it's not anti-choice. So long as we don't politicize this issue too much, then we're ahead of the game.
The 2025 National Religious Broadcasters Conference continues through the end of this week in Dallas. The Supreme Court seems likely to rule for an Ohio woman claiming job discrimination because she's straight.
The Supreme Court seems likely to side with an Ohio woman who claims she suffered sex discrimination in her employment because she is straight. The outcome of the case could remove an additional requirement that some courts apply when members of a majority group, including those who are white and heterosexual, sue for discrimination under federal law. Justice Brett Kavanaugh stated a way of resolving the case that seemed to enjoy broad support among his colleagues.
Discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation, whether it's because you're gay or because you're straight, is prohibited and the rules are the same, whichever way that goes.
I'm Julie Walker.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 188 points. The NASDAQ rose 48. The S&P 500 was up a fraction. This is SRN News. The governor of Wisconsin has some suggestions.
Tony Evers is a Democrat, and he has championed many left-wing causes. In his latest budget proposal to the state legislature, he's asking lawmakers to make changes to all government documents to eliminate any references to male or female. The governor says the word mother should be replaced with the phrase inseminated person, or possibly parent who gave birth to a child. Evers is a strong advocate for transgenderism and the LGBT agenda in general. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court has declined to hear a pair of cases from pro-life advocates who say laws limiting demonstrations near clinics violate their First Amendment rights. The High Court turned down the appeals, though Justices Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito disagreed. Pro-lifers argue the laws barring people from protesting should be struck down in light of the repeal of Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Kyiv and Washington reaching a framework for an economic deal that would include access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals. President Trump says it could be worth $1 trillion. You think egg prices are high right now? Just wait. USDA predicting they'll go up another 40% this calendar year on top of the current record average price of $4.95 a dozen. Workplace communications platform Slack experienced an outage earlier today. Thousands of users say they were unable to get into the service that was later updated. On Wall Street today, the Dow was off 186 points at 43,435. S&P down a fraction at 5952. NASDAQ was up 48 at 19,075. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Jason Walker.
More details at srnnews.com.